Sikhism is the fifth largest world religion. There are more than 500,000 Sikhs in the United States. And in the greater Milwaukee area, there are two main places of worship. But how much do local non-Sikhs know about it? Back in 2014, the National Sikh Campaign had a survey in which 60% of Americans said they know nothing at all about Sikhs. WUWM's Eddie Morales visited a new collection of books about the religion and its culture, meant to bridge communities and educate the public.
Library Director Jill Lininger is standing in front of the Sikh book collection in the Oak Creek Library. Fluorescent lights illuminate multiple shelves, displaying about 120 books and movies. There are coffee table books on Sikh art, holy scriptures, history books, and documentaries. Lininger points out her favorite children's book in the collection.
So this book is called Ajit Singh, The Invincible Lion, and it has a young boy. I'm going to guess he's probably 6 or 7 years old, and he is making the muscle pose with his arms above his head, showing off how strong he is.
It's a story written in English and Punjabi about a boy's triumph over bullying at school. The collection was made available to the public in April. Lininger says it's a continuing effort to educate locals about Sikhs since the Oak Creek Sikh Temple shooting in 2012.
I think that what's most significant about what we have here is, to start with, it's a lot of books about Sikhism for non-Sikhs. And so it allows the community to start to learn, like I said, again, about the diversity in our community and learn about what Sikhism is as a religion and as a culture.
An official at the Oak Creek Temple, Kulwant Singh Dhaliwal, says after the shooting, hundreds of people visited the temple to learn more about Sikhism. He says the library's collection is another resource for non-Sikhs to better understand the religion.
We try to put in books that are very simple, short, and concise, that give the factual information without any kind of controversial subjects in it, to introduce to the people who Sikhs really are, what their real values are.
Dhaliwal says Sikhs are led to live a peaceful life without conflict and arguments. Sikhs practice three core beliefs: truthful living, devotion to God, and service to humanity.
They are, in Punjabi, they call Kirt Karo, which means, aren't you living by honest means? Naam Japo, which means worship God, and One Shako, and share what you have with the needy. So the three tenets of essence of Sikhism.
Sikhs wear turbans to represent their faith, and they let their hair and beards grow long. Dhaliwal says people often ask about it.
They would say, what does this hair, your beard mean? What does your turban mean? Do you have any different colors? Do they mean anything at all?
He says Sikhs believe hair is a gift from God. They let it grow naturally out of respect, covering it with a turban. He says Sikhs in America are often misidentified for being Muslim or from the Middle East. According to the Sikh Coalition, 99% of people in America wearing turbans are Sikhs. Library goer Jason Bernard stopped by the featured collection. Bernard said he's heard about violence against Sikhs, and he understands Sikhism to be a peaceful religion.
Yeah, that seems interesting. You know, I guess it's interesting to learn about different people. It's always something to learn about. You know, everybody has... And every different, I think every culture has something worthwhile to contribute, you know.
Dhaliwal says, in addition to using the collection at the Oak Creek Library, the community is welcome to learn more about Sikhism at the Oak Creek Temple.
And I would encourage people to come, at least in the local community in Milwaukee area. If they want to know about Sikhism, this is the place. They come to the Oak Creek Public Library, and they can get information. And they can always come to our temple. There's always, as a group or as an individual, we'll be happy to talk to them and explain to them about our religion or any other question they have.
Library Director Lininger says the library is expanding the collection with more adult fiction and children's books. Eddie Morales, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.